Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Excited because the girls and I, the ladies and I, are all coming to you from different locations. It is Thanksgiving week, and we are excited to be bringing you fresh content. We're going to be talking about new Friendsgiving. We're going to be talking about what else, Kelsey, did I tell you we're talking about today?
New Friendsgiving, healthy spins on some Thanksgiving recipes.
Yes, very exciting.
I can't wait to hear about them, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Anything else? I forget.
Oh my gosh, I have questions. I want to hear about Kevin's birthday. I want to hear about SmackDown. I want to hear about everything you guys did this weekend. I have to tell you about my insane weekend. Just a lot of fun stuff.
All right. Lots to go over, friends. Heel Squad, thanks for being with us this week. And we're hoping that you guys all get to your destination safe and sound. So let's go around the room. First of all, I don't know if we've introduced Carolina yet. Carolina is a new member to the team. She's going to be taking over for Elaine, who's been pinch hitting and filling the hole that Pooja left until we could find Carolina. And so Carolina is officially on the squad. So Heel Squad, please welcome Carolina. Where are you coming to us from, Carolina?
Hello, I'm excited to be here. I'm currently in New Jersey. On the East Coast, it's very cold.
Freezing. Yep, it is very cold. I second that. I am a state away in Connecticut. It is cold. Nice. Elaine, where are you coming to us from?
I am still in sunny California. I'll be staying here and then going to Vegas to celebrate Thanksgiving with some friends on Wednesday. So
fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Queen Kelsey.
I'm back in Seattle. Got in late last night. It's nice and dreary and rainy and just like I left it. Perfect.
Right. Coast to coast. We got you guys covered. So yes, it is a Thanksgiving week special here, and we love giving fresh content during the holidays because this is the time I feel like everybody kind of needs it even the most. So we're in Connecticut, and it is really cold, as we said, and I feel like I'm getting used to the cold. I like it when it's sunny out. When the sun is out, I can deal with the cold. But I also did something really great. So in the summer, I found these really long, warm parkas that were on sale. They were frame. They were like a quarter of the price they were in stores. And they're so warm. And when I put it on the other day, I didn't understand. There's this like doohickey inside. I'm like, is this like a pocketbook inside? But then when I tried to figure it out, it didn't make any sense. So then I Googled what the jacket does, and it folds up into a little bag.
No way.
So it's super small, super cool. If you want to take it on the road with you and, you know, like basically just, you know, wear a different jacket and maybe bring this, you can. So it's an even better choice than I thought, but it's kind of mid shin. It goes all the way down. So it's been keeping me really warm. And I've really, really enjoyed that little purchase. It's like past me thinking, now me.
That is the best.
That you taught me that.
Favorite. It is my favorite. Have you, girls, have you heard of this? When your past you helps your future you? And you're like, wow, thank you, past you. But Maria, I remember when you, I think you did a, it was smart. You like at the end of the season went to like one of the department stores and got all the jackets on sale. And I was like, that is brilliant.
Yeah. So, because they're really cool brands and really nice jackets. By the way, they still might be selling this jacket. And you get them for such a discount. So, because they have to clear things out. That's why those sales are really, really helpful. Anyway, today we are hosting a new Friendsgiving. And so I really like having Friendsgivings and I wanted to have one for a while. I really wanted to have one last year, but I was still so tired. And this year, because we got back here a little earlier, we decided to do one tonight. So Dad's helping me. He's cooking like all the vegetables. I am going to be, oh geez, I didn't put the turkey in yet. Dang. I'm going to be putting the turkey in as soon as this is over. And so I'm making turkey. I'm making the, of course, stovetop stuffing that Kevin loves. I am now very keto with my diet, so that's not going to work for me. I'm making sweet potato souffle, mashed potato, and cauliflower mashed potato.
Yum.
Which will be my first attempt. I'm very excited about it. I had it the other night at Dr. Allison's house. We went to their house for dinner and her husband made mashed cauliflower with short ribs on top and some mushrooms. It was like insane. So I decided for my sake and for their sake, because they're also keto, we're going to make cauliflower mashed potatoes and then all kinds of vegetables and salads and all of that. But there were two new recipes. So when you're eating as clean as I am, holidays can be a little challenging. So I thought on proper Thanksgiving, when I go to my cousin's house, I was going to have to bring my own lettuce because her salad is this delicious bean salad, which would not work with my keto diet. And so I was kind of bummed, I'm like, gosh, this is going to be kind of rough because all the things I want to eat, I can't really eat. So I did a little research yesterday because keto has been around for a long time now. And one of the biggest, most like my favorite dishes is a Greek dish. It's called tiropita. Ooh. And it's the Greek cheese pie and it's made with phyllo dough. And I was thinking, well, could I cheat with a little phyllo and just use less phyllo? No, it's very high in carbs. But guess what? I found this website, GreekGoesKeto.com. And there's a recipe to make keto phyllo dough. And you make it with this thing called psyllium. And the psyllium helps you achieve the gummy consistency that helps spreading and thinning the dough. And I read up on it. And the quick research I did actually says that psyllium is really good for you. And so sometimes these alternatives, I'm kind of not a fan of because they just have more processed things. But for one day, so you can feel like you're enjoying this holiday, I was like, what the heck? But the psyllium actually seems like it's good for you. And you use coconut flour. So basically the recipe for the phyllo calls for 6 tablespoons of coconut flour, 3 tablespoons of the psyllium husk powder, which I ordered on Amazon, a tablespoon of sea salt. What?
The psyllium husk is good for your gut.
See, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. Mm-hmm. They say you should actually take this. So I was like, hey, cheese pies all day. a tablespoon of sea salt, 115 grams of melted grass-fed butter.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot. Or 4 ounces, 2 eggs, and then 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. So I'm going to make this for Thanksgiving proper because the ingredients won't be here in time for Friendsgiving. But I'm really giddy about the fact that I can do this. I also bought egg wraps because I was like, maybe I can just wrap them in egg wraps and then butter them on the outside and hope I could crisp them. So I'm going to try a few different things. But then also, I found that I could just find keto bread. So there's keto bread that I make this crab meat pie. It was my mom's recipe. You use fresh lump crab, milk, and bread. You mush it all up, and then you do breadcrumbs. I'm like, what am I going to do the breadcrumbs with? Pork rind. Pork rind tastes like breadcrumbs, even better. So I ordered that on Amazon. I ordered a whole bunch of stuff. And so I'm going to be able to make my favorite crab meat pie and my favorite cheese pies, all with keto replacements. And then I said, well, let's see, maybe my chocolate pudding dessert that I do could be keto-fied, because I make it with chocolate, sugar-free, fat-free Jell-O, but that also still has carbs. So guess what? I found keto chocolate Jell-O pudding.
No way.
And so your queen is going to make her chocolate pudding desserts, which, friends, it's a very easy dessert and it's literally the crowd pleaser. No one eats the other stuff, or they don't really care about the other stuff, because mine come in such a presentation. I put them in like champagne glasses or wine glasses. So you make the Jell-O pudding and you layer, then you use the sugar-free, fat-free whipped cream, and you just keep layering and layering. If you want in the middle, I also got keto Oreo cookies, and they're not officially Oreos, but they're the ripoffs. So you mash up the black cookie and you add layers of that in there. So then you have little crisps with the soft Jell-O pudding consistency. So you've got different textures. And then at the top, you hit whipped cream right before you serve it. And then you have chopped chocolates, again, keto chocolates, and you sprinkle it on top, and it looks like a mousse souffle from heaven, and it's keto and sugar-free. Boom.
Boom. I'm going to, for all of you, we filmed a gas station TV tip with Maria making this. So I'm going to link it in this week's, in this coming up newsletter. And so you guys can watch the video, and I'll write a blog and do like break it down for you. So you can go watch it there, but it really is beautiful. Maria, I remember when you told me about this, I was like, ew. And then you made it. And I was like, this is freaking delicious.
Which, by the way, you guys should alert the GSTV friends to replay it for Christmas, since it's already too late for Thanksgiving. They should replay it because it's such a good, easy recipe. And I created it for my dad because my dad's diabetic, and, you know, just to feel like he had something fun at the holidays. And I love it. But the fact that I was able to keto-fy three of my favorite desserts. Mm-hmm. So instead of making Mrs. K's famous biscuits that I make every Thanksgiving, I'm going to make these three things, bring them to my cousin Tula's, and it's going to be amazing. But tonight we'll have all the other delicious stuff. We're going to make fried artichokes with lemon for appetizer, Greek sausage, and I forget the other appetizer. Oh, he's going to make the frozen spinach pies that we buy from the supermarket for the people who don't eat keto. And yeah, I'm super giddy.
You know what I love though? And I love the day and age we live in, that you can take like whatever diet or however you have to eat, like there are alternatives. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's so cool. It's like, you don't have to skip out on enjoying, like, you Google, do exactly what Maria did. I think that's so cool. And like, thank you for reminding us, Maria, that it's like, you don't have to cheat. And like, especially if it like hurts you, like, don't do it. There's other alternatives. There's other ways around it.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, listen, Google's my best friend on my healing journey. I'm constantly like Googling questions. I Google research. I'm always like, okay, what if I did this, right? Like just now on the way here, I was Googling the fibroid that they told me got bigger. And I'm like, what's a posterior uterine fibroid look like? And then I started Googling what it looked like. And then I saw that they can pass and what that feels like when they're passing. And so as I'm trying to visualize it passing, I'm like, oh gosh, it's going to be a little painful, but here we go. There's going to be some bleeding. There's going to be all these things, perhaps a fever, but I am focusing on healing it. But I just keep Googling and keep looking for answers. And so whether it's a recipe or a fibroid, I'm always hustling a solution.
I'm sorry about the fibroid. That's crazy.
I know, but it's going to get good. We're going to be good.
You always have a good outlook on it though. Like I said, I feel like I learned, I've said this before, but I learned so much from you where it's just like, you know what? No, you become an investigator and you're like, no, I'm going to figure this out on my own. And I think that that's so like just inspiring. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Wayne. So Friendsgiving, yeah, we're really excited. We have some new friends that we've made here in Connecticut. We've invited them. Of course, I told them, similar to my holiday party in LA, wear something Christmassy. And so Dr. Allison needs to borrow a Christmas sweater. She's like, I don't have enough time. We put this together. It's the last minute. I'm like, I got you.
She's so funny.
And then my friend Deirdre is making every kind of keto dessert, apparently. She's like, I'm going to make a keto dessert, but there's so many different flavors. I think I'm going to make them all.
You better send or post pictures because I want to see all of this.
And what's funny is I bumped into at Stop and Shop one of my Instagram followers. So this older gentleman pushes the cart by me and he's like, I think he said something like, nothing you're looking for is in here. And I just started laughing. And he's like, as he walks by, he's like, I'm one of your Instagram followers. I go, no way. And he was like, yeah. And I said, oh, that's so cool. And I looked at the guy next to him who happened to be a son. And I said, I just bought that same Carhartt onesie. It's these overall Carhartts. They're like that tan color. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no way. I go, yeah, I got one for my dad too. He's like, oh, I know your dad lives around here. I go, yeah. I go, so sneak peek, one of my next Instagrams is going to be me and my dad in our matching Carhartt overalls, which is going to be so dope. And I think I'm going to take it by the tractor and pretend I'm a working girl.
Yes, please. Oh my God. So cute. So cute.
Maybe I caption it my fake Instagram life as a tractor girl.
As a working tractor girl.
Yeah. As a farm girl, something like that.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was really cute. I like meeting people because I always meet them in the supermarket. They get so excited.
That's so funny. So. That's so cute.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eixes, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, THEOUAI.com and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the way, THEOUAI.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
But you know, it's funny, and I don't know if you guys feel like this, but when I get home here, I feel like I can rest. I've actually been sleeping in a little bit more than I normally would. Do you guys feel like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I'll ask me tomorrow when I've had a day here. I feel like my yesterday was a whirlwind. So I like got home and just kind of like got up and started working, but I haven't been home for a minute. Like I don't come home a lot. So check back in with me tomorrow. But I feel like what I understand what you're saying about Connecticut though, because being in Connecticut is just like, there's a sense of peace there that like, you don't have to rush. And I feel like you said, you can sleep in a little bit more and it doesn't matter. Like, so I'm glad you're getting to do that.
It's so nice. I sat on the front porch every morning and the loudest thing you hear is the rustling of the leaves. It's magical here. And just so, so nice. I really, really love it. So we're having a really nice time and the Bichons are acclimating really well here.
Good.
They're so happy. So friends, Kevin went down and rescued 3 dogs earlier this year. And I just kept saying, I'm like, they're little angels. I feel like my mom sent them, but I know we didn't need 5 dogs. And so I remember having a conversation with my dad soon after. I'm like, Dad, I think maybe she sent them for you. No, Maria, no dogs, don't. He protested and protested. And now that they're here, they sit on his lap on the recliner. He loves them. They're kissing him and hugging him. And they're very happy here. So it really makes me so happy to see them happy and to feel like they found their forever home. It's an extension of us because we're going to be here all the time anyway. And it's really nice.
That makes me so happy. I remember when we first got there with them, and I know Elaine can speak to this too. It was wild to see how happy, like right off the bat they were. They got out of the car, they were running around and like they could sense the peace as well. Like it was so interesting to see. They were just so happy there. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen Chubby and Charlie this happy. Like they knew it was their home. So I'm so glad they're acclimating. They're the freaking cutest.
Yeah, they got out of the car and like tails wagging, pulling on the leash. And I was like, okay, you guys just run around and go have fun. And I don't know, like they're happy dogs, but they're also anxious dogs. And like the moment they step out of the cars, they like zero anxiety. I saw zero anxiety in them and it was amazing to see. And I don't know, they deserve the world.
That's what I was saying, Kev. Kevin, they're so happy. And Charlie, who had the most anxiety, is very calm. They're doing really, really well. So, but I'll say, that's Connecticut. And it's funny, even being at Dr. Allison's the other night, we were talking about friends of theirs that moved from Boston to New York. And, you know, I guess, and I have to learn more about it, but it's like the EMF electrical charges and just all of that is so unhealthy. New York is the worst. LA is awful. And she was like begging her friends not to go. And they got really, really sick. And she was just like, people don't realize that where you live has such an impact on your health. And, you know, I think the good part about LA that we have is that there's a balance. If we're getting enough sunlight, that's going to counter some of the effects. But really, we're really risking a lot by living in these like super 5G, super electrical, gritty kind of places. And so if you can, you know, work from anywhere and you can make decisions about where you're living, like, I can't wait. In fact, put it on our list when we do have her on the show. I really want to talk about that in depth so that we can all be educated on really how dangerous it is, because she's watching it happen all the time to people. And it's really scary to think. And I was like, gosh, like I didn't really put a lot of weight into that. And now I'm starting to see what she's saying.
It is kind of nuts because I've always been like, I want to go to New York for at least like 5-ish years. And now, no, honestly, ever since you started seeing her, started talking about that, I'm like, I don't think I need to. Like, I can go visit. like that's nuts.
Especially, well, especially when you're in your condition where you're already having an uphill battle to like heal.
Yeah.
You need more like Connecticut farm kind of time more than anything so that you can, you know, get it better. But, it's wild. We'll learn more about it from her.
I'm excited. Maria, I have to know about how, Kev's birthday was and how SmackDown was. It looked like you guys had the best time.
So Kevin's birthday, he wanted to go to SmackDown. That's WWE wrestling for the non-wrestling friends here. And our friend Daria wrestles on SmackDown. So of course we get there and she's like, I'm not on the card tonight. We're like, no,
no way.
But I'll tell you, it was the best wrestling event we have gone to in a long time outside of WrestleMania. It was a really great show. We brought my dad and his caretaker and my brother, and we all had such a fun time. We sat front row and we got to see all of our friends there. And the show was amazing. It was the first time we didn't do a cake for Kevin because I had just kind of gotten home. So he bought a cake yesterday, this like solo cake. So I think I'll break it out and embarrass him tonight at New Friendsgiving.
Cute.
And he'll want to stab me for it.
But he'll secretly love it.
No, I think he'll really want to stab me for it. we had a good time. And it's his birthday month, as you know.
That's right.
So I told him it extends for a while. So he had a really nice time. And he was really grateful for the book that you made him with all of the letters from the Heel Squad. We read them all. It was so beautiful. And just such an example of a thoughtful gift. I've been making those for people for a very long time. And especially when it's somebody that you don't know what else to get for them, you're stumped, giving them a book of appreciation, a book of letters, a book of love, something that's like that is really sweet. He was so moved. Aww. Loved it.
I'm so glad. And I have to say too, I'm like so grateful for our Heel Squad, like taking the time to actually write, like you guys wrote novels.
Beautiful letters.
Beautiful. I mean, I was telling Elaine and Kev both, I was like, I was crying reading them for him. I was just like, oh my gosh, like how incredibly thoughtful. I mean, we just have the best Heel Squad ever. So thank you guys for the letters you sent. They were really so moving.
You know what he kept saying? He's like, they really listen. Like they're like saying all the things we talk about. Oh, and then the best. So we go to Dr. Allison's and we're having dinner. We decide we're going to play Life, the game Life After. Fine. By the way, dumbest game I've ever come across in my life. I forgot. I used to play it growing up. This game is dumb. It makes no sense. They make you buy a house and then it doesn't count towards your points later. And then there's really no goal to the game other than just getting through it, which is like a metaphor for life that's really poor. Like just get through it, pay your taxes and, you know, pay all these penalties, get your payday and then die. I mean, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. It really, really shocked me. But we're starting to set up the game and all of a sudden, Dr. Allison's daughter goes, Queenie.
No way.
Honey, did you just teach her that? She goes, no, she learned it by listening to the show. She listens.
No way.
I was dying. Yep.
And how old is she, Maria?
Maybe 8, I think.
Oh.
9? No, 10. 10.
Young.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, what?
That's so freaking cute. Yeah. I also love that you're like over at your friend's house playing board games. I'm like, you would never do that like in LA or like, I just love that.
I know you would never do that in LA, but I will say Dr. Allison and her family live the life. They live the example. Like when we've had Yogi Cameron and his wife Jema on, they live that life to the extreme to be the example. And she does too. They really don't have a lot of electricity on other than what's necessary. And the bulbs are the proper bulbs. So you don't even have to wear your blue blockers inside. They don't have TVs. Like they don't watch TV.
Wow.
So it's really, you're playing the piano to entertain, you're playing board games. So it, they're really like, it's fun because it's about connecting with each other. And so the game was fun, other than, you know, the fact that the game was a strange metaphor and I didn't enjoy that part. I came in second place, FYI.
Good job. Good job.
I didn't look like I was going to be a front runner. Kevin was really crushing and he was enjoying crushing. And then in the end, I beat him.
You said, sorry about that. Happy birthday.
Her daughter won. So that was cute.
Okay. That's worth it. That's fun though.
Yeah.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
I've just been continuing the declutter program, the giveaway program.
I have to tell you, Maria. Speaking of the declutter, I started doing mine and I told my parents when I got here last night, I was like, oh, I see where I get this. We are spending a day. I'm like, y'all stress me out. Like me who likes clutter. I don't really like it, but like I am a
knick-knacky person. You've been accustomed to clutter.
I've been accustomed to clutter. Oh no. I'm like, y'all are hoarders. We are spending a day and going through all of this. This is not healthy. So
do you remember when you hated us for bringing yes. it to you? They probably hate you right now.
They hate me. And I'm like, you'll feel better. Trust me. So thank you for
that. I've been telling Kelsey from the beginning, I promise everything I'm teaching you will pay off and you will thank me later, whether it's when you're managing someone or your house or whatever. This is real stuff. And yeah. So the more you get rid of and declutter, the better you're going to feel. So now it's loud when you see it somewhere else.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was kind of mind blowing. I was like, oh no, we gotta fix this.
I believe that Elaine probably has no clutter anywhere in her life or her family's life. Is that true, Elaine?
Yeah, agree.
It's untrue. My mom is a big clutterer and it stresses me out. I mean, like I have little stuff here and there, but I like try my best.
Wow.
But my mom, oh my gosh, every time I go home, I'm like, okay, we're going to work on this section of the house today and then we're going to go over here. Or like, she'll be like at work and I'm like going to start throwing things away. I'm like, sorry, you're not going to be able to find this, but it's going to be gone.
Oh, that's so funny. So yeah. Wait, does your mom, do we do her chart? Does she not have earth in her?
No, she's a Virgo rising, actually.
Okay.
I did her chart right after we had that conversation with Deborah. I called her on the way home, like, Mom, I need your birthday and your birth time, and I need to know right now. But she's more organized in the sense of like being at work and all those things and like with paperwork and stuff, but not the home life. So I don't know what that has to do with things because I'm a Cancer. I'm all about home. Like, I love making my home very comfortable. It's my safe place. And clutter free. I try my best at least.
Anyways, yeah.
And that's
like my
mood.
Office. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is my office right now. It feels so good in here. It's so beautiful and so peaceful. And I actually am glad we kept the little furry Amazon rug because it's really nice in here. It's just pristine and simple. I have like nothing in here and I love it. But
I'll add that rug to your Amazon shop page everyone so they can go shop it.
You know what? It's a really nice rug that if something happens to it, it's not expensive. So you can replace it and you're fine. Oh my God. My dad's sitting outside and he's yelling at the dogs to come closer to him because they're little explorers.
I love that.
Anyhow, what are your plans this week before Thanksgiving, Queen?
I told my mom I have no plans. That is my plan, to have no plans. I feel like my early 20s, when I had first moved to LA, every time I came back home, I would be like, okay, I got to do this and see this person and do, and it was so stressful and I dreaded coming home. And now I'm like, nope, nothing. No one speak to me. I will be at home in my sweats, getting my work done, chilling, relaxing. Like that's all I want. I want, my only request to her was I want to go to the mall by us one day because I have a couple things to hem, but that's it. I'm chilling.
Nice. By the way, so you know, the dry cleaner at the end of our street hems.
Well, then maybe I don't even need to do it.
So when you're, just to make your life easy, because if it's far and this is so close, you go to Coral Tree anyway to get your food sometimes, just boop, drop them off.
Smart. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, so no, if I don't get them, get to them, then I'll go there.
I'm a problem solver.
You are. Maria's a realist. So anyways, I'm excited just to do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been nice here. I've been just kind of chilling too and doing things around the house that I want to get done and organizing and cleaning and that's it. It's been really, really peaceful. We went to the Container Store today because I'm getting different bids on my closet. So now I have California Closets, Closet Factory, and Container Store. And because I'm like, I don't need something fancy here. I just need something functional. And so we're working on what we're going to do. But that was like our big outing today was the Container Store, which I freaking love that place.
Yeah. I was just going to say, keep us posted on that because I saw it on your calendar and I was like, oh, what is she doing? Because I had at one point wanted to do that too with like even shelving in my apartment because they have everything. Their stuff's amazing. So I'm curious what you end up doing.
I know. It's hard when it's not your permanent home to invest too much. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, Kevin will have some really good solutions for you in there. But Container Store, you probably could just get one of their units. It would probably be really inexpensive and you could probably take it with you.
Right.
Or IKEA, I had like the stand-up closets that were self-contained and you could take those with you if you went somewhere else too.
Oh, smart.
But yeah, but I'm like, I don't want to invest a lot of money in the closets here when there's other projects here. We want to extend the kitchen out, make it bigger and, you know, have a family room in there because we don't have like a family room here. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, the budget needs to go that way, not to really fancy closets. So I've been doing my due diligence and getting all of my bids. And that was the extent of stuff here. I still haven't had anybody want to see my movie. I was laughing with my dad the other day. I go, guys, it's only, you know, probably happens every day that your daughter stars in a Christmas movie.
Wait, what do you mean no one wants to see it?
The Bruins are on. I go, Dad, you've been watching hockey your whole life. I'm like, I'm not offering again. So no one in my family wants to see my Christmas movie, guys. It's really sad. They're getting it. Yep. It's been a very big disappointment here.
I want to see it. I'm sure Demi would watch it with you. I'm sure she wants to.
I'm messing around. We will watch it. We will watch
That's so
funny,
though.
But I am excited. And friends, be sure to set your DVRs for December
17th
at 8 p.m. You get to watch The Holiday Dating Guide. I'm very, very excited about it. And if you watch Live with Kelly, you'll get the reminder the day before because I'll be on the day before talking all about it. But I think that's it for now. I got to get to cooking. I got to make my mashed potatoes, potatoes. I got to make the turkey. And I got to actually look presentable soon. I'm getting my nails done. I'm trying to do a lot of things in a short period of time, but we'll be back with another fresh show tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, don't forget, friends, as you're perusing for early holiday gifts and stuff, go to Macy's.com/bettertogether. We have so many things that are chosen, hand-chosen by me, curated. I added a lot of Christmas stuff on there, whether it's Christmas wear, or, you know, some really cool shoes for the holidays that I was eyeballing myself. I just went to, New York for Macy's and did a like live fireside chat with their Macy's style crew. It was really, really fun and told them all about the show. And I think we're going to get a lot of new listeners after that. So if you're here because of the Macy's Style Crew event, welcome new friends and new Heel Squad members. We will be your accountability partners on your health journey. and your life journey, because it's not just health, it's everything. But yeah, I have everything at Macy's.com/bettertogether, and we'll keep adding more gifts, and we'll do a whole gift guide in the newsletter. So if you haven't signed up yet, go to mariamenounos.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you will get that. Plus we'll have lots of giveaways as we always do. And I think that's it for now. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.